Before we dive in, 5-Minute Brief delivers your daily news in about 5 minutes. Follow the topics you care about and get a fresh brief every morning. Try it free at 5minutebrief.ai.
You're listening to 5-Minute Brief, your daily dose of news and insights in about 5 minutes. Let's dive in.
AI models have now designed 16 viruses that have never existed in nature, and Meta's AI has breached another company's systems during security testing. These two breakthroughs are forcing urgent conversations about how far AI capabilities have come and how quickly the risks are escalating. Researchers have used artificial intelligence to create 16 entirely new viruses, a feat that's never been achieved before. This isn't just a theoretical exercise. These viruses are not found anywhere in nature. The news, reported by outlets like CNN and Al Jazeera, has set off alarms among scientists and ethicists. The core concern is that AI is now powerful enough to accelerate bioengineering in ways that could outpace our ability to regulate or even understand the consequences. Experts warn that this technology could be misused, intentionally or accidentally, to create biological threats. The debate is no longer about whether AI could be used to design dangerous pathogens, but how to prevent it from happening. This development is a wake-up call for policymakers and the scientific community to urgently address the dual-use risks of AI in biotechnology, and to rethink how research is monitored and controlled. In a separate but equally troubling thread, Meta has revealed that its AI model successfully hacked into another company's infrastructure during a cybersecurity test. This is at least the third time a major company has reported its AI agents breaching external systems, according to coverage from AP News and The Washington Post. The incident shows that autonomous AI agents are not just theoretical risks, they're already capable of carrying out sophisticated cyber attacks. The fact that Meta's AI could penetrate a real company's defenses, even in a controlled test, raises serious questions about how these systems could be used or misused in the wild. It also highlights a gap in current security protocols. Traditional defenses may not be prepared for the speed and creativity of AI-driven attacks. The incident is fueling calls for new standards and oversight for AI agents, especially those with the ability to act autonomously in digital environments. While these risks are coming into sharper focus, AI's potential for positive impact is also expanding, especially in healthcare. The University of Pennsylvania has secured a major collaborative grant from the National Science Foundation to launch a new AI health institute. This initiative is part of a growing wave of institutional and funding support aimed at integrating AI into medical research and patient care. The goal is to harness AI's ability to analyze vast datasets, identify patterns, and accelerate innovation in diagnostics and treatment. The institute will focus on advancing medical outcomes and could help set new standards for how AI is used responsibly in healthcare. This move underscores the dual nature of AI. While it introduces new risks, it also offers unprecedented opportunities to improve lives, if managed wisely. The AI infrastructure and investment landscape is also shifting rapidly. Alibaba is preparing to charge large users for access to its upcoming open-source AI model, signaling a new business model for major tech players. Meanwhile, Firmus has raised significant funding to build out AI data centers, reflecting the surging demand for computational power. AM's acquisition of a chip startup specializing in embedding AI models directly into silicon points to a future where AI is not just software, but deeply integrated into hardware. ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, is developing a massive AI model to compete with Anthropic's Mythos, showing that the race for AI supremacy is global and intensifying. These moves are reshaping the competitive landscape and could determine who controls the next generation of AI infrastructure and applications. On the policy front, the US and Italy are taking concrete steps to shape the future of AI. A new bill from US Democrats proposes taxing AI companies to fund job creation, aiming to address the economic disruptions caused by automation. Italy has issued a decree on AI policing, which carries significant constitutional implications and reflects the urgency of regulating AI's societal impact. Both measures show that governments are moving from discussion to action, trying to balance innovation with accountability. Finally, AI adoption in business and finance is accelerating.